Not recording. Okay, so, yeah. Page 255. No, you did that. I'm sorry. 256. See, we're moving full speed ahead. So, yesterday, we'll be on the second base, first base, excuse me. Tzayvav, first base, excuse me. So, yesterday we learned that you're not supposed to hold something while you're davening, and then we had a machlokas. Does that restriction apply to specifically things the Machaber mentioned? Because we're scared they're going to fall, and you'll be scared they're going to fall, and maybe they'll get ruined, or they'll hurt you, or something like that. Or does it apply to everything? Beis. Mutar lechos machzor tfilos biyado b'shash shemispalo. Can all the machzor. Or sitter, we'll see. Sitter too. Why? Maybe you'll drop it, maybe it will bother you, maybe it, right? With the reasons that we talked about yesterday. So my cousin says, no. However, tofes l'sor tefila atzma, since you're holding it for davening itself, not because I have no place to put my tefillin, not because, I'm holding this knife here or whatever the case may be, but I need it for davening, lo tarid. It doesn't mess up your davening. Similar idea to like what we learned yesterday, where by the lulav, since it's a mitzvah, it doesn't mess you up as much mentally. So to hear, the reason why you're holding the sitter is so you could daven. So therefore, you could hold a sitter during davening.
You're just talking about reading from that?
Well, we'll say yes. The Ramah says, well, okay. The Ramah says, "Mikom makom im lo haya biyada kolam shehitkel." Let's say you were not holding said machzor slash sitter before you started davening. Lo yachzor achra b'tfila litlo. Shouldn't go, or like you and me, you might have a sitter close by. So you shouldn't grab one during davening. Elim kein, unless. Hay b'makom miyuchad shuhu muchan. Unless it was in a set place, so you could get to it quickly and easily. Az mutar litlo. So then you could take it. Afil b'tzalcha tfila. Even in the middle of davening, kedei lispalo v'socho, so you could daven through it from it. yeah. So now the Mishnah Brura talks about what happened. He brings out from the Achronim that also it really isn't this place, but he brings it down here that. So the idea is, so you should have a sitter, and holding a sitter, diving from a sitter, is what is no problem. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, we learned about this before, that really you should be looking down, we learned this before, in base and sidei hay, that you should look down while you're davening. So the Mishnah Berurah there said, that it's best that instead of looking down, or in place of looking down, you have a sitter. And you look into the sitter, because the sitter keeps you focused. So the same thing applies here, that it's best to have a sitter, going back to the same idea here in Sadi Vav that we had in Sadi Hay. And it's best to have a sitter. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's not only during your own davening that you should be looking at a sitter, but She'afka chazar sashas nachon hu shiyeh hasidur pesuach lefanav. That also when the chazan is repeating Shmon Esrei, should also be following along, looking in the sitter. Lios ozna pekuchos al kol masha omer hashatz. So, and you should be listening, this way you keep focus. If you're following along in the sitter what the chazan's up to, so that's easier to concentrate. You're supposed to be concentrating on what the chazan's saying. So we know if you're just listening, so that's not so easy because you float off. This way, you're looking in the sitter, you're not going to go too far. Yeah.
If you're in the middle of Shemona Esrei, just silent Shemona Esrei, and you turn the page, and then all of a sudden you see a page or two is missing from the sitter.
Right.
So are you allowed to leave your place to go get a complete sitter?
Right. So that's going to, yeah, so I thought that's here, but no, yeah, it is here. I'm sorry. So the Mishnah Berurah does discuss that case in Zion, and it's pretty, you brought that up. And he says that, let's say, or a slightly different case. Let's say a sitter fell on the floor.
Your sitter?
No, a sitter, right? sort of fell on the floor. Or and you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, right? So it's, it depends. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if you can't have kavana, it's bothering you, you know, the way we are. I'm like this, right? It's just bugging you, right? A piece of paper is on the floor. But if it's bugging you, maybe. So he says, well, but specifically by the Siddur, he says, you would, when you finish a bracha, whatever bracha you're in, you, then after that bracha, you could stop and go pick it up. But if it doesn't bug you, the Siddur on the floor, so you shouldn't interrupt your Shmoneh Esrei, right? And you pick it up afterwards. And he says, with kol shekein, and certainly, she'ein lirkotz be'etzbosa v'chiyotz v'zeh v'shas ha'tfilah. You shouldn't, right? Or you jeteze, or snap your fingers, or things like that. It's amazing to me what people do when it's really quiet, and then all of a sudden, you know, not to clear their throat, but just, you know. Anyway, so that's, I'm happy you brought that up. Ah, no, so then I was going to take it further. Then the Mishnah Berurah says that if you started davening Shmoneh Esrei, right, without a sitter, davening by heart, I don't know, you came, you ran in, right, and so you started davening right away, v'nis bal bel, and then you got mixed up, right? Exactly. So then the question is, mutar leilech l'makom hayadua lo likach lo misham sidur. So the Mishnah Berurah says, brings down chayodam, that you could stop in the middle of your davening, here it's in the middle of your davening, and go to the designated place, which we have, Baruch Hashem, and you can go get a sitter.
To finish the bracha you're in, right?
No, here you're discombobulated, so you don't know where you are.
Oh, okay.
Right? You don't know where you are. So then there's no middle bracha, you're confused, you don't, right? What am I up to? So you could go get a sitter, and then maybe you'll be able to figure out and reorient yourself where you are, so then you could do that.
But if you do have a sitter and it's missing pages, you should finish the bracha.
Right, correct. Or try to finish the whole thing without moving. That's definitely preferable. But if you can't, so then we see from this halacha that if you'll get fablonjit or whatever, or else the Mishnah Berurah also discusses a case, you have something new, different in davening, tachan tanu, whatever. Whatever it may be. I'll say nothing, but hopefully, you know, that won't be. Yeah, you have the base renov one, and you can, all right, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
If you leave to get a sitter, when you come back, you just pick up where you
correct.
Left off. You don't take two
correct.
Steps back again.
No, you just pick up where you were. All right. So tomorrow we'll get into yawning. No, not during my speech. but during, get the pillows out. Yeah. During, in the middle of davening,